This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to take up the continuing resolution to fund the federal government for the remainder of the fiscal year. When it does, newly elected pro-life Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he is prepared to use any procedural means available to him to force an up or down vote on defunding Obamacare for the remainder of the fiscal year. The New York Times is leading a mainstream media charge, and they are accusing the Holy See, the Vatican, and pro-life advocates of obstructionism. The battle is at the United Nations and seems to be over the phrase, inherent right to life. That phrase is something the U.S. and European Union nations are trying to strip from United Nations documents like the UN Charter and the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. Somehow the word obstructionism misses the point. This is Life News Radio.
For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
Thomas Beckwith has filed the 50th lawsuit against the HHS mandate requiring employers to pay for government-sponsored interdiction of pregnancy. What makes his action interesting is that Beckwith's ancestors came to America in the 1600s to escape religious persecution and also fought in the Revolutionary War. The Thomas More Law Center filed the lawsuit in a Florida federal district court. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.